No, no, don't do that. Well, we might have to go without our pictures today. There we go. Just takes a little time, like all of us. It takes a little time. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Mary's visit to the home of her cousin Elizabeth, and also her song that we call the Magnificat, gives us a keen window through which to consider the fourth of our proposed values this Advent season. To review the values that we've decided to put before us for consideration, they're these: sacramental worship, practicing Lutheran grace, growing in faith, learning with all ages, embracing inclusivity, loving like Jesus. And today, community partnerships, living generously. Partnerships in the community, meaning the world out there, out in our neighborhood, in our city, in the Flathead Valley, but also beyond to various parts of our state and around the world. Partnerships in the community has been a hallmark of this congregation for many, many years. I would imagine since its inception and early days, over 125 years ago. To partner with others in our community for the purpose of caring for the elderly among us was established by Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. And we in this congregation put up money and sweat equity as Flathead Lutheran Bible Camp was imagined and built. And we reached out to foster additional Lutheran congregations in Kalispell and Whitefish and Summers and elsewhere. These have been part of our DNA in this congregation all along. But more: donations to the Flathead Food Bank, Veterans Food Pantry, Neighbors in Need, Feeding the Flathead, the Warming Center, Serious Juju, and so many other organizations in our area. These are the partnerships that, through the generosity that God inspired in us and our parents and grandparents, serve to give life to our neighbors, but also visitors to our little corner of the world. And really, folks that we will never know. And there are children of God in places like Rocky Boy, Montana, at the Montana State Prison, at state and regional universities and seminaries, and a school for girls in Tanzania. Children of God who receive the love of God because this congregation values generous living through community partnerships. So when Mary sings about the poor being lifted up and the hungry filled with good things, it is undeniable that those blessings have been realized because faithful saints here at Bethlehem have magnified the Lord and rejoiced in God our Savior. As the conversation of our strategic planning team have evolved over this past year, the question of how and where our ongoing commitment to partnerships in the community will continue to meet the needs of our neighbors today has become primary. What are the talents and abilities of people within this congregation? What sort of resources do we possess? What are the needs of our neighbors? And how is God calling us to serve at this time and in this place? Thank you, by the way, for your willingness to share over this past year about your gifts and your strengths, about your hopes and dreams for this church, about how you hear God calling us together to be the people of God. Your insights have been valuable, and we will need to continue to share those ideas with one another. There have also been opportunities to reach out to our partners and hear from them. These are folks who work directly with our neighbors, who are hungry, without homes, abused, addicted, and unable to work. Organizations like Samaritan House and the Heart Locker and the Abbey Shelter. These places see firsthand the trauma of life when resources are scarce and when people are vulnerable. God is calling us to listen to them, to listen to these knowledgeable partners, and to hear through them the cries for justice and mercy uttered by our neighbors. One such conversation was had by a member of our strategic planning team with Hillary Shaw, the executive director of the Abbey Shelter, a safe place for women who are escaping domestic violence in their lives. Hillary has much to teach us about the needs of our neighbors, real needs, and how we might be most effective as we target our help and do the most good when we serve. At our team's request, Hillary made a video presentation just for us here at Bethlehem. She shares her thankfulness for our partnership and encouragement, for our ongoing efforts to generously share with community partners like the Abbey Shelter. And she explains what it means to help by going after the needs that are hardest to meet, to consider the most needy, the people with the troubles most difficult to fix, and help those people. I'm going to show you a portion of her message, and I'll post the entire almost 8-minute video on our website and on our Facebook page for you to see the whole thing. But in this clip, Hillary answers the question, how shall we as a people who want to give to our community in ways that are meaningful prioritize who we serve and how we do that work? Take a listen.
At the Abbey Shelter, our focus is to prioritize those with the deepest needs who have the fewest resources. And so what that means, folks, is prioritizing the people who have co-occurring struggles with substance use and addiction and mental health and domestic violence and chronic poverty and chronic homelessness and chronic unemployment and chronic whatever else you want to add in there. So that population is challenging to serve. And for that reason, they continue slipping through the cracks of every agency that pledges to serve them, including us at the Abbey Shelter. For example, our shelter is communal living, so we can't bring everyone in there. We have to rely on alternative sources of housing like local hotels for people who we wouldn't feel comfortable bringing into a communal living environment. So the lack of housing options, really the lack of options in so many areas of resource. For the client population that I'm referring to, I call it the belly of the beast, the hardest to serve. If we are really digging deep about our strategic dreams to help our community, it's that population that needs to be at the forefront. Really, when we say we want to help our neighbors or love our neighbors as ourselves, those people are our neighbors with the deepest need. So I think in conclusion, the message that I would want to send to you as your community grapples with these really, really valuable questions of how can you help? How can we help? The answer is plan to help the people who are the hardest to help. Because what we often do is we say we want to catch everyone. We want to meet the needs of people who are willing to show up and help themselves. And the truth of it is that not everyone is able to help themselves. A hand up, not a hand out, can be a really damaging phrase for people who are in desperate need of a hand out. And so what I lovingly encourage you to do as a community, as you are planning how you want to grow and how you want to find a place in addressing the needs of our community, is to set your intentions, set your sights on that population. Make them your priority. Be willing to dig into what it is they actually need. Be willing to show up for however they present, even if it is in ways that are frustrating, painful, counterproductive, dysfunctional. At the Abbey Shelter, the value is meeting people where they're at, and that means everyone.
Plan to help the people who are the hardest to help. Set your intentions on those who cannot help themselves. Make them your priority. Be willing to dig into what it is they actually need. Hillary, through her witness to the grace of God shown toward thee same in our day that Mary extols as hungry and lowly, has helped us to understand the gospel in new ways. Mary proclaims that it is the rich who will be sent away empty when the lowly are uplifted, that the powerful will be toppled from their thrones, that the proud will be scattered in the thoughts of their hearts. We can hope to God that the work we do will land on the favorable side of this binary between rich and poor. But we also know that our wealth, our pride, our status will never cease to thwart the best intentions of ourselves. One way or another, it seems, the Magnificat is a song none can sing. None besides the Blessed One who believes that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. But our job is not to achieve blessed status, but like Elizabeth, to receive with joy the one who is blessed, who bears the holiness of God, who upon her arrival causes the fruit of our own wombs to leap and dance. For when the lowly come, or when we go to the places where we will meet them, places like the Abbey Shelter, or the Samaritan House, or Ray of Hope, or new places, either here on our property or elsewhere in our community that God will lead us to establish, when in those places and times the blessed of God show up, our job is to help in remembrance of God's mercy according to the promise God made to our ancestors. What will scatter us as proud? Our unwillingness to make the most in need our priority. What will send us away rich but empty? Our refusal to extend a hand in whatever direction it's needed. What will topple us from our thrones? Our unwillingness to get down off of those thrones on our own. Community partnerships is the value that will let the world know that truly Christ is the heart of this congregation. For it is Christ who gave himself so that not just we, but all the world might live to magnify the Lord. Amen.